I had some letters from a couple in 48.
Saw your picture.
Saw my picture in the paper and sort of wrote to me. I don't remember any too well. I remember more the girls from high school and normal school afterwards. And we moved from Ellsworth Street, and that time that I moved in and was into public high school, and my whole environment was different. And at that age, it would very quickly change. I don't remember any of my classmates really of St. Paul's to any extent.
Well, did they have any games there or any competition teams?
Not in the parochial school. When we got to high school, yes. We had captain ball, they called it then, captain ball. Something like basketball, but not exactly the same thing. And
just developing it.
Yeah. Then tennis. We had tennis, captain ball, and a few things like that. But nothing like what the girls have now.
School dances like they have now?
Oh, my, yes. We had the school dances.
Tees, I guess.
Tees, and then, of course, we had the dances. We had some little country clubs around that we used to have dances that I remember from normal school that we used to go to, you know, for a dance, like on a Friday night or something like that. But, of course, not the elaborate affairs the girls have now.
Did you figure you'd go into a life of teaching when you went to normal school?
Yeah, I always wanted to teach, but I more or less had in the back of my mind as a nun.
Well, you were thinking of being a nun then.
But I did want to go through to be a public school teacher. The only thing I can remember about it is that there was a girl who lived about a block from us when we lived at 10th and Ellsworth. And to me, she seemed a backward sort. I mean, not too bright. And all I could think of was, well, if she could do it, I could do it.
Well, did she go to normal school?
She was teaching school. And I was just thinking that if she could go through normal school, I could go through normal school. Of course, I had a difficult time when I first went into public high school because I was practically alone.
Well, you went out of parochial grammar school into public
high school? Went out of parochial grammar school into public high school. And it was a sharp change, and it was difficult because I went from the nuns, and I went into this secular school that had all sorts of rules and regulations that I wasn't used to, and that public school children would be used to, and that no friends at all until I made my own friends in there. And the first year was really difficult. And I was very fortunate to be able to keep up and to keep going. But then, after the first year, things sort of adjusted themselves and it was all right. I finished the 4 years. But I was younger than the other girls, I found, too, because I wasn't 13 until November, and I went into high school in September, and 14 was the age. It's only a year, but it makes a big difference in a child. In a child such as I was, that was kept so close to my mother and so much at home.
Well, do you think she spoiled you that way?
I don't think she spoiled me. I think she just kept me a little bit more isolated and a little bit more innocent than most of the girls that were then in high school.
Why was that? She didn't trust the people around?
Well, there wasn't any occasion for it with the parochial school and the nuns and the children that were in the school with you. There was no occasion for it. When you got out then into a public school, and with these other girls that probably weren't as isolated or as protected as our girls were, well, it was difficult.
Well, were you thinking seriously of being a nun in those years?
Yes, I was.
That's why you say now that most all girls do think of that if they go to a
church. Oh, yes, they do, I think.
Well,
and then I think particularly the sharp contrast of going to the public school made it made you keener to be back with the nuns.
Is that where you met Sister Ines?
Yes.
Sister Mildred.
Sister Ines taught me in eighth grade. Matter of fact, taught me for 2 years. And when we became very close friends. And I think they were all disappointed in the parochial school when I didn't go out to Westchester to the pay school of the Immaculate Heart Nuns, because they all felt quite sure that I would go into the order.
Well, that would be a boarding school.
Yes, a boarding.
And your mother wouldn't have liked that.
No.
So that's why you didn't go. I guess it was expensive too, wasn't it?
Probably was.
Was that Immaculata?
Not at that time.
It was the same place.
It was Westchester.
They had no diocesan school.
No. And there was no diocesan Catholic high school.
Anywhere.
There were annexes. Commercial annexes in a few places. But there was no Catholic high school at the time.
Well, did Granny go out much, or did she stay home all the time? Was she helping the...
Oh, well, Granny helped. Granny helped in everything. In the...
Did you have a store with the saloon?
Yeah. Store, if you called it a store, I don't know. I guess it was a store that they sold sandwiches and soup and things like that to men that were there working.
Well, what's the difference between a saloon of those days and a bar of today?
I don't see any difference except that... they did have something to eat, maybe. And of course, the same thing prevails today. They can't have a license unless they serve food.
But wasn't it more of a...
poor man's resort than a cafe like there is today. It was more the poor man that was working could come in there for his lunch or something like that.
Do you remember what it looked like?
Oh, yes, indeed.
What did it look like?
Well, it just looked like an ordinary bar today with the railing across it and everything just the same, except that we had to have our kitchen and dining room in the basement because the next room back of it was used for these men who would come in for their lunch.
I see.
And then we had two floors on top.
And you rented out one of them?
No.
Just used?
No, we just used that one. Then we had the little house next door where we had the horse and carriage, and there was a little house over that, four rooms, and we rented that out. And
that helped when your father got sick, the rent on that.
Yeah.
But didn't Granny rent out another house, too? Some other house?
Not that I know of.
Did you do much painting in that school? Or afterwards?
Yes, and that was where I started to paint. Because after I went to the public high school, I continued to go to this nun and took lessons from her and continued
that?
My painting.
Which one was that?
And the sister, I think her name was Sister Bernadette. She was very, very talented, an old nun. And then there was another old nun there that taught the embroidery. And we used to do all this fancy embroidery work. And I would spend most of Saturday at the convent with the painting and the embroidery and being with the nuns.
Well, was it at that time you did this picture of the Blessed Heart?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sacred Heart?
Yeah.
And the dogs up there?
Yeah.
And did you keep it up very long after that?
Well, I kept it up all through high school and maybe through normal school too. I don't just remember. No, by the time we got into normal school, we had moved from Ellsworth Street. So that I guess was just through high school. And then I did do a little on my own for a while. Granny was so pleased with them, she gave them all away. As soon as you do them, she'd give them away. You only have the few left that are around. These flowers, I remember, I did numbers of those flowers, you know, in bunches.
And the horse.
On tin.
Yeah.
And they're all gone. She As soon as you get them finished, you'd have somebody that liked them.
Your father liked them too, I guess, didn't
he? Oh, yes. He was tickled with this one picture that I made for Christmas for him. And they were the pictures of his dogs and him with his gun. Of course, he always had a couple of dogs in that stable where the horse was. Uh-huh. And
where would he go shooting at?
Down what they used to call Hog Island. I don't know. They used to call it Old Second Street when he went down there. And then it all built up and was turned into Hog Island to a plant of some sort during the war. And then the river's down there. And
not much.
No.
You were taking music right along with the painting, weren't you?
From the time I went to school, I was taking music from 5 years on.
Well, you kept that up.
I kept that up even in high school and normal school. I went to the conservatory down on Broad Street, and then from there I went up to the Steinberg, I think it was, conservatory up on Market Street, and then I took vocal lessons up there too. Anything my mother could get me to take or force on me, I took.
But you took it after a while because you liked it too.
Oh yes, I always liked it, but I mean it was just because it was only myself that they could afford to expend the money on me and not on themselves.
Well, you got more out of the music lessons than the painting, really, didn't you?
Oh my, yes. And the singing too, because when you're teaching school, any sort of lessons in voice training is good.
But looking back on it now, you'd say that the music was much more valuable to you than the painting for helping the family.
Absolutely, except you had a talent for painting. Mine was probably just a forced talent that served for the time being, but if you had a real talent for it, I would think it was quite good. So. House there.
Well, even the even not following up on gives you appreciation of it and an interest in it that you wouldn't have had otherwise.
Oh my, yes, it gives you an interest in mixing colors too.
Yeah.
And it gives you an interest in perceiving colors.
So you still think it would be good in a girl's education course to have it?
Yes, if possible, I do. If possible to have it. And music. I always said that music gave you something that you couldn't obtain at any other place or in any other way.
What do you think it is? Harmony, the spirit of...
I don't know what it is. It says something inside of you that it satisfies that nothing else does.
But helps you express or satisfy your emotional
Probably.
Needs?
Probably. I had a great time convincing your father of that music and the rhythm, the appreciation of the rhythm of music meant something to you that nothing else gave you. Now, I can't explain it. I don't know how to say it any more than that, but I do think that that's what I mean about it, that there's something in the rhythm of music and being able to appreciate that, and of course also to appreciate good music, that gives you something that you can't get anywhere else.
The music is an expression of an emotion, and any expression of an emotion which is beautiful enriches the soul. Is that something of what you mean?
That's about it, yeah. There's something of that effect.
It enriches and beautifies your other emotions and has a transfer value into your appreciation, say, of a flower, or appreciation of a child's speech or something else.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Well, when did you first have an interest in teaching?